Jaguars back on the practice field. It's week one in the National Football League, and the Jags welcome the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jags back to work. A little lighter practice on Labor Day. And, of course, the Jags cut down the roster to 53 over the weekend. Anticipation is building towards Sunday's regular season opener, and it's a perfect opportunity to get that season started the right way against Cam Newton and the NFC South champions from a year ago.
Today, good practice, more businesslike. But I think Wednesday, generally the years that I've been involved with it, when you see him come back Wednesday, the focus and, you really sense that, okay, it's like getting over the hump on Tuesday, the player's day off.
Some other notes from Monday. Running back Toby Gerhart back on the practice field after an abdominal strain. He was limited Monday, but he'll be part of a rotation at that running back spot. Defensive tackle Sindarik Marks back in a jersey and helmet, but off to the side. That's a good sign. He won't play this Sunday, though, against Carolina. And wide receiver Marquise Lee is trying to come back from the right hamstring injury. Did not practice Monday. Gus Bradley said it's still up in the air if he goes Sunday against the Panthers. Now, of course, Marquise Lee has not had a lot of practice time in the preseason or in training camp, and offensive coordinator Greg Olsen recently compared him to an albino tiger at the zoo. No offense taken by Marquise.
I think that was an amazing comparison. I understand what he's talking about. I mean, you know, Coach Ole only been here for a couple of months, and for those couple of months, only been out, a couple of times. And so, I mean, as far as that reference was perfect, right? But I just take it as a big deal. It's just motivation to just get back.
Plenty of festivities before the season opener this week, including the Back to Football Bash and Roar calendar launch Thursday at FanDuelville, the North End Zone deck at Everbank Field. It starts at 6:30. Great specials the first hour, only a $5 cover at the door. And for more information, visit jaguars.com/bash. The Jaguars have a regular Tuesday off, back on the practice field Wednesday to continue prep for Sunday's game against Carolina. We'll have all the coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.